True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
People have no idea how badly I just choked last segment.
You are 100% right. And it's all right. We've all been
Look, we're running a dry run here at the station trying to sort some things out from an engineering perspective. And I had to break right at a specific time, and I completely choked.
And say a certain thing.
I'm not allowed to say anymore because there's some rebranding stuff that has to go on. So I choked, and then I doubled down and made it worse and looked behind the glass, and everybody burst out laughing because this is supposed to be my strength. I completely gagged. Like 3 seconds early, saying the wrong thing.
Listen, man, it's like St. Brown dropping a pass. You just don't expect
Yeah, but I'm not. Blue tent. I need the blue tent.
Yeah, you might need
We need a blue tent here at work. Karsh needs to go in the blue tent.
Blue tent's got like hot tea. It's a 5-hour energy drink.
Oh, good Lord.
And some emergency kale.
And the best part was I looked behind the glass and just the look of sheer disappointment on everyone's face. Like, what the hell was that? And I'm like, I don't know. It's a tightrope I fell off.
It's okay.
All right. Before the break, I mentioned an unbelievable coincidence stat observation about one of our teams here in Detroit from ESPN Insights on the Twitter. They have a graphic up. Pistons lose their 13th straight game, 11-24-2023 at Indiana. And underneath the picture, it's Cade Cunningham in the white Piston jersey with his head down. Mm. Underneath, there's a picture of Cade Cunningham in the jerseys they wore last night, which should be their permanent jerseys, with his fist in the air. Pistons won, franchise tying 13th straight, 11-24-2025. That's right. 2 years ago yesterday, the Pistons lost their 13th straight game at Indiana. 2 years later, to the day, the Pistons won their 13th straight game at Indiana.
How long did that losing streak? It wasn't just 13. Didn't that one go on longer than that?
It was like 32 games.
Well, they didn't lose that many.
Something like that. It was ridiculous.
Is it that bad?
Yeah. Pistons losing streak in 2023 was 28 games.
Oh, that's
they weren't even halfway there.
Oh, my God. That's how bad they were. Just 2 years ago.
Yeah, think about that. First of all, just a coincidence that both games were at Indiana. But on 11-24-2023, they lost their 13th straight on their way to 28 in a row. And last night, they won their 13th straight at Indiana. 2 years to the day later. So the obvious conclusion is we got 15 more wins coming in this streak, right?
Sure, that's obvious.
Kang, what do you think of that coincidence?
I think it's amazing. Truly amazing.
That's better than stat of the day, although I think it still deserves perhaps that.
There you go. Stat of the day.
Good call, Gator.
Yep. Yeah, that is stat of the day. Worthy, to say the least.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, a great win. One of my favorite moments last night. about 6.5 to go, and that McConnell spaz, I think you would call him a spaz in your world. Indiana makes a basket. He then steals the inbounds pass, lays it up and in, turns to JB Bickerstaff and says, get a timeout, coach, which JB called and then walked onto the floor, mean mugging McConnell as he walked past. I was like, JB is stepping. JB isn't messing around. Is he about to regulate? I was excited for the moment. I'm glad he didn't, because that would have been a problem.
Well,
but TJ McConnell got under his skin, got a little bit cocky, and I thought JP might take a swing.
I think that's great, because I didn't see that part. I was watching a hockey game, and I think around the same moment, Todd McClellan, at the end of that game, had a glare at the official.
Yeah.
And it was like the same thing. He was staring him down like I'm going to come out of you and I'm gonna knock the snot out of you right now. And he didn't. Obviously, he just had that stare for about 6 seconds and then turned away and walked in the tunnel with the rest of the team. But both coaches gave some mean mugs last night.
Yeah. And JV started yelling at McConnell and pointing at McConnell. And on the replay, I'm going to see if I can find it somewhere on Twitter so we can retweet it and everybody can see it. The replay was really, really good, because JB was given a look that I felt like it was the kind of look that if, as a player, he was giving you that look on his team, you'd know you were in trouble. Kang, did you see that moment last night?
Yeah, I did. Bickerstaff is a solid 6'6".
Yeah.
He's not one of these. He's not Jeff Van Gundy. Remember back in the day, he was like holding on to someone's leg during a fight. Couldn't he break it up, right?
Was, yeah.
No, Bickerstaff don't need help. You don't want to turn to him and taunt that coach.
He's deceptively big.
Yeah, remember when we sat down
when
in
we were
with
at
him?
The training facility and a practice facility and did our show from there this year and last year too, for that matter. But it was, I'm like, he is bigger than I thought he was.
The replay I found isn't great, but it's the only thing I could find on Twitter, because you can't see TJ McConnell signal timeout to the Pistons bench, and then you really can't see the close-up of the mean mug that JB Bickerstaff was giving TJ McConnell, but you can get a sense for it, how it went down, if you follow us on Twitter, at DunGator971. Pistons 13 in a row, and again, I will say it until the cows come home. I don't know why I use that, but I will say it until the cows do indeed come home. Those City Connect uniforms should be their permanent uniform.
They've been away so long.
What, the cows? Yeah, you miss the cows. Classic fending last night. And on top of that, not only did they fend, they were like in the second block of SportsCenter, their highlights.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's important to you, Doug.
Well, no, it's not, but I do think it is indicative. SportsCenter's going to put on what they think is going to get ratings. Ratings come with people's outside of your town having interest in your team when you have a superstar, and then perhaps you get the superstar whistle. So I think it's a very tangible thing that, when your team starts showing up in B block on SportsCenter, hey, maybe you start getting more calls.
Well, I mean, when you have the second best record in the NBA behind, I mean, they've lost twice, and they're behind Oklahoma City, who's lost once. Mm-hmm. Teams should take notice. And the fact that this team is now basically fully healthy, with the exception of Sasser.
Yeah.
It's exciting to see that this is where this team is right now. Now they've got a legitimate rotation of players they can bring in and out. You can do full hockey line swaps and be ready for it. I love where they're at. And they're still going to have to go through some things to figure out what, then fine-tune what that mix is going to be. Obviously, Jaden Ivey, as time is going to go on, he's going to get more than 15 minutes a night or 10 minutes a night or whatever it is he's got in the last couple games. And that's going to change, and they'll be able to adapt and grow with it. But I really like this team. They've I like the situation they're in the Eastern Conference, because the big teams have suffered some massive losses. And the Pistons, by the way, had suffered some massive losses too. Pistons are the ones that are in front of it right now. So take advantage while you can.
We were wondering, and we did the topic, and we did it right quick and in a hurry, because we thought, all right, we've got this Danis Jenkins thing going on right now where nobody can stop him. Jaden Ivey's coming back, so let's talk about Danis Jenkins' role, what it might be, because whatever the Danis phenomenon is might be over. Maybe last night we got a sense for what his role might be. On a night where Jaden Ivey only played 12 minutes, Danis Jenkins played 8. And in those 8 minutes, he had 5 points. But, you know, if he is just simply an emergency break glass, instant offense, change of pace, I'm quicker than everybody and I can get the ball into the lane kind of guard that you go to when you need a spark, that's fine. That means that everybody else is playing better than Danis Jenkins was. And Danis Jenkins was a problem there for 10 days.
Yeah, it was like 4 games. I actually got so used to it. It was weird last night not seeing those guys play more. Jenkins and Green.
Did Paul
and
Reed
Chaz
even get?
Lanier.
He didn't even get in the game,
Reed,
did he?
Yeah, aka Kevin Garnett, 1998. but yeah, now that Ivy's back, it's making me really. I'm torn because I want them to make a big trade for like Lauri Markkanen, right?
Yep.
But now they're healthy. Ivy looked pretty good in the 2 games he's been back. Limited minutes. I do want to see this team kind of play it out. I don't think Trajan Langdon, it's in his DNA to make a move like that, because that's a big move. You got to move a lot of young players and a lot of draft capital, right? But they have something here, and I wouldn't be mad at them if they stayed put. This team is fun to watch, and they're young, and they're under. It's just watching them grow is fun, yeah. You know?
They're only going to get better. Like last night watching Ivy, and he missed at least 2, I think there were 3 layups that he had missed. But he just got back. I feel confident he'll be able to make those shots. Regularity and with regularity in the coming games.
Dan Campbell joined the morning show. The best of what he had to say is straight ahead. You'll hear what that was at 12:18 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1. Trade in Major League Baseball. Of some significance, I guess, you know, if you wanted Sonny Gray, he is being traded from St. Louis to the Boston Red Sox. Did I see Detroit's name involved with Sonny Gray? I feel like Detroit's name is involved with Sonny Gray every other year.
I think it used to be, yeah, like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
But not this time around.
And this is the players in return, according to MLB's MLB.com's Mark Feinsand, the number 5 Red Sox prospect Brandon Clark and right-hander Richard Fitz. Now, the only reason I mention that is because I believe in one of Jim Bowden's proposed deals for Tarek Skubal, Boston was giving up Richard Fitz along with a bunch of prospects. This is a weird question, and the answer is probably no if you have these. If Boston had Skubal aspirations, would they have made this trade?
I mean, Sonny Gray's not what he was. So I don't think this has anything to do with that. I
probably not, right?
No.
And just because Richard Fitz was included in Jim Bowden's proposal doesn't mean necessarily that the Tigers had any interest in him whatsoever, but there we go. All right, so Dan Campbell joined the morning show. And had a bunch of stuff to say. The Lions get set for this big game in Green Bay. The term must win gets used a lot. Hmm. A lot. And we talked about how big this game is. Has Dan Campbell called it a must win inside that locker room? Here's what the head coach had to say.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, this is how teams operate. They just focus on the process. I think everybody does it. Sometimes, you know, stakes don't get talked about in there as much as they get talked about out here because they have more important things to do, like hand placement. You know, they're working on techniques and stuff.
I think there's just stuff they keep inside they will never let the outside world know about, and maybe they're and probably with good reason. And I think this might be one of those things. When they talk about how important games are, I think the number one thing that Dan Campbell does is preach about how important this next game in front of us is, period, whether it's game one or game 17, they're all important.
It's kind of a dangerous game, though, if you're a coach to say this, tell your team this is a must win in week, whatever we are, 12, because in case you lose it, if everybody believes in your coach, you can't play that card. If you play that card and you know, lose the game, what happens after that, you know? And can you can never play that card ever again, or, you know, you lose some credibility with your team. I think as a coach, you have to be careful. Can you emphasize how blanking huge this is? Maybe. And maybe that's an emphasis that you use to help dictate how your team approaches the mundane monotony of practice. Hey, guys, this is the week in particular to be extra focused on the P's and Q's and the minute details and to put in that extra time watching film.
I wonder if this is like a bittersweet week for the coaching staff. Like, they love the fact that I think everybody is on point and attention to detail and everything, like, because everybody knows it's a short week. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you hate having a short week. You don't want to be shorthanded in practices. You want as much time to prep as possible, but at least you know that you would expect that the attention to detail is going to be there this week as right. You prepare for the Packers, particularly after you got beaten badly the first week against that team.
Okay, how different is this Lions team as opposed to the one that Green Bay kind of hammered in week one? Here's what the head coach had to say. So when he says young players with banked reps, is that Coyote Owashika and
Tate Ratledge?
And Tate Ratledge. If you think in those terms, if you basically say he's talking about the two guards, Owashika didn't play much, and I don't know if he even played in week one.
I don't think he did in week one, yeah.
But he was he's still a relatively young player, and he's got more experience now. But obviously Ratledge as well, who we've seen some promise for sure.
Yeah, I think without question. I mean, Tate Ratledge, that was the worst game he's played in his life. And the next week, you talk about a get-right game. The Lions threw 52 points up against the Bears in week two, coming off a 13-point performance against Green Bay. I do think it's a wildly different team the Lions are at this point compared to where they were in week one, I'm not sure how different Green Bay is. I still think Green Bay is formidable, although they were in week one, and I think they are now. I don't know if they've grown a ton, because I think that growth happened from the moment they added Micah Parsons. Like, good team, but oh, wow, they just added Micah Parsons. Now look out. And I don't know if they've done anything differently. They're still very good. But the Lions have made big strides. They've also had a couple of setbacks along the way, but it looks like right now this is a way different team than we saw in week one.
All right, what about Yody and how he's come along? Here's what Dan Campbell had to say.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, look, this is the area that's generating most of the focus. Honestly, it was borderline disastrous up at Green Bay, the way the interior of the offensive line played. They talked at great length about the communication issues they had at Green Bay. They won't have those here in Detroit. Obviously, the crowd will be on their side, and they'll have a chance to communicate anything, but it's another challenge, of course. And with that challenge comes, you know, expected growth and expected improvement. And it'll be real easy to see if it's better than it was against Green Bay in game one, right?
Yeah, they're going to have to be. And I think there's no question that they will be. But how much better are they going to be? I do think it's going to be tough to run the football against the Packers, but you know, Jared Goff was able to get off 39 passes, and he was sacked 4 times in addition to those 39 passes. Getting sacked 4 times is not ideal, but it's also it's not backbreaking. The problem is that he was rushed and pressured so much in those 39 attempts. Everything was a check down. Everything was, and he had 10 passes that he completed to Jahmyr Gibbs. If they could find a way just to give him an extra tick of time to throw the football, it could be game changing for the Lions on Thursday to get Jamison Williams to streak across the field on a slant or just coming straight across the middle anyway. And if he gets that extra second and you hit him in stride, look out. You know, St. Brown made some explosive plays in the game against the Giants. Yeah, he had some drops, but he's also making some explosive plays again.
It truly is one of the more unbelievable stats that you will see. Jahmyr Gibbs, 10 catches for 31 yards.
Yeah.
What?
They were pinning the ears back to make sure that guy wasn't going to change the game. So those, you get a pass, a screen pass, and they, yep, we're paying attention to. We're expecting a screen pass. You're getting nothing out of it. That's what happened.
All right. Isaac Tesla. What can his role be? And the challenges of calling plays as the head coach. Two other things Dan Campbell addressed that we want to play for you. You will hear them coming up starting at 12:31 here on Carson Anderson on 97. Doug Karsh, that's Scott Anderson, 97.1. Well, Michigan Ohio State update a little bit later on this hour. So we're playing the best of what Dan Campbell told our morning show, 248-539-9797. A couple of questions that get asked all the time and things that get brought up. We'll play these and then get back to your phone calls and feedback. One is Isaac Tesla. How close is he? Can he help make up for the loss of Sam Laporta? And now with Leaf banged up, who knows what his status will be. Here's what Dan Campbell said. Look, with guys down, it means more reps. More reps in practice means you get better. There's a reason why you do the same thing over and over and over again and can expect different results, which is why I hate that quote. Football is all about repetitions, and you do the same thing over and over again until you get it right. And that's why you practice. And so Isaac Tesla, more opportunities in practice. I bet he sets a career high on Thursday.
You think so, huh?
That's not the boldest of takes. Doesn't he only have, what, three catches?
Three catches all year. I think one in three different games.
Yep. not exactly putting him out there.
Well, I mean, it's a guy who's gotten more snaps the last few weeks, too. So on offense, not just with special teams, but on offense, he's gotten more snaps. And I think with the injuries, we could see more of him. And I think that you're right, Doug. It's not a very bold take. But
he's got four catches in four different games.
But I'll take it.
Final thing, and this was an interesting answer. I mean, he didn't shy away from it. Does calling plays take away from your head coaching duties, or is it make it more difficult? Here's what Dan Campbell said. He then proceeded to ask the guys if they want their show to be better week to week.
Week to week, yeah. Put it right back on Costa. And
to which I would have responded, really, coach, the bar's low over here. Anyway, so there you go.
Well, I thought the question was interesting because I kind of feel like he was leading him down the road of, because Jim asked the question about, are you, you know, is this just something more, you're taking more on your plate? And is this one of those things that maybe slips by the you know, between the cracks because you're taking more on or not? And I don't think that Campbell was having any of that. I think it's just, it's a situation he admitted he'd like to have back, which I think is refreshing. You don't normally hear that from a coach that said, yeah, I wish I had done that differently.
And it's not just because of the result.
It's and at the time, I think, I mean, I know myself, I was sitting next to Stoney in the press box, and we both looked at ourselves and why not, you know, where's the timeout here at this point? So I'm glad it was asked. I'm glad there was a reason given as well.
Hey, today's football coverage is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Brandon in Shelby Township, you're next on 97.1. Hello, Brandon.
How you guys doing?
We're good, Brandon. How are you?
I'm doing great. So awesome. I know there's sides of the – so we want our offense to do good, defense to do good. But Green Bay has no offense. They lost Kraft. They lost Golden. They lost Jacobs. You know, they won with a skeleton crew last weekend.
Well, yep. Golden is his status right now is questionable. But you're right about Josh Jacobs, right? He's the one that's out, and Tucker Kraft is out, and it does hurt them. And it's not like Green Bay has been explosive this season offensively. I think they've only had one or two games they've scored more than 30 points.
But we've been talking about how our offensive line has been questionable, and we lost to Micah Parsons and them back in the first week, whatever. But that's all they have. I feel like if we can put up at least 17 points, you know, like we want to see our offense come back to life and like put up the 27 or whatever. But I know it's going to be a defensive game. But I feel like Green Bay's offense can't hold up because, I mean, they have a skeleton crew.
Well, in theory, that's what you hope. I think we all would have said the same thing about the Giants game. Is they're not facing Jackson Dart. They're not facing Cam Scatabo. And what happened? They gave up like 500 yards offense.
Right. And I mean, Emmanuel Wilson, who's now the running back there because Josh Jacobs is hurt. He just went for 100 yards last week. They still have Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs, and they may get Jaden Reed back. They've Matthew Golden may actually play. They've got wide receivers.
And Brandon, to be fair, your point is valid. Like, it's very valid. It's just not a given. I hope you're right. I hope that, because this Lions defense was trending in a good direction before last Sunday. And, you know, are there anomalies that happen? Or are there things that are just out of character? You know, that game was it was not a defensive work of art. But, yeah, you're right. This should be a get-right game for the defense, in theory.
And I know it's a prove our offense and prove that their defense can't be our offense game. But when I was waiting to go on the phone, I had to look up Green Bay's offense because they're so injured right now.
Yeah.
And I know that's not like the whole thing, and I know we have to like beat a good defensive line, but we'll see.
Yeah, well, there's what I love about, you know, the fact that they're taking on Green Bay again is tangible signs of progress. The Lions offense struggled mightily in that Green Bay game.
Yeah, and the defense didn't get to Jordan Love. There was no quarterback sack in the game for the Lions defense. Lions didn't come up with an interception in that game either. So the defense has a lot to prove this time around. And when the Packers scored 10 points in the fourth quarter, I think, in that game, they were working with short fields because the Lions had to. They had to go for it. They punted from their 1 yard line. I mean, the Packers had the ball in plus territory. I mean, these were things that were it was just a bad game all around for the Detroit Lions in that first week of the season. They are different now.
Now, the latest on Josh Jacobs, Matt LaFleur said he was day-to-day. That was a few days ago, and, of course, he didn't play on Sunday. They got the short week. They put out an estimated practice report, and Josh Jacobs was listed as limited. So, you know, we'll see what his status is, but you know, like I said, it should be a get-right game But, you know, if Emmanuel Wilson or Chris Brooks goes off, then we'll be like, oh, here we go again.
Yeah.
So Lions taking on Green Bay in what is a massive, massive game. In fact, Kang, our producer, said he thinks it is bigger than last year's Minnesota game to end the regular season. His reasoning is one that I think has validity in that a loss in the Minnesota game, they were still going to the playoffs. A loss to the Packers, they will be further out of the playoffs. The Lions are currently out of the playoffs. And a loss on Thursday, you don't want to be two steps out of the playoffs, but they could be, and that would be disturbing. It really would be. And yet if they win it in Chicago, who travels to take on Philly this weekend, the Lions win it and Chicago loses to Philadelphia, guess what? The Lions are back not only atop the division, but they'd be the three seed in the NFL, in the NFC rather, which would be a very, very comfortable place to be. That Chicago game is, that's the Black Friday game against Philadelphia, which be kind of cool. We have a huge game played on Friday afternoon. That's a prime game at 3 p.m. for people who are interested. All right, straight ahead, update on Michigan, Ohio State injury reports starting to leak out here a little bit and rumors and insider reports. We will get to that coming up today at 12:48. The Blitz thingy at 1 o'clock, it is Carson Anderson on 97.1. Back to your phone calls in a minute. As promised, a couple things. Michigan, Ohio State. The latest on Jordan Marshall, running back, who sat out the Maryland game. The quote from Sharon Moore last night on the Inside Michigan Football radio show with John Jansen. Jordan could have played last game. He was in a good place. He got the last medicine and felt like, coach, I can play. And I was like, we'll hold you back to get you ready for this one. Max Bredesen, Jerome Moore said, Max is doing good. We'll see. X-rays showed a little bit of an issue in there, but if anybody can play, it's Max Bredesen, so we'll see how the week goes. I remember Blake Corum got hurt and tried to go in the Ohio State game down there 3 years ago and was really ineffective, but they gave it a shot, and Michigan went on to win the game with basically leaning on Donovan Edwards. This time with the top two running backs out, Bryson Cuzdahl, who is, there were 13 running backs that carried the football in his time at Michigan. He was number 14. it doesn't mean he was 14th string because some of the guys have left. But you start thinking about, you know, Corum and Edwards and Kalel Mullings and obviously the two starters this year. But then you get into the C.J. Stokes and the Tavier Dunlops and the Ben Halls of the world. The list goes on and on. And now he's, could be RB1 in this game. It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like Jordan Marshall will be ready to go. In the meantime, down in Columbus, I got to make a correction from yesterday. It was not Sonny Styles who was hurt. It was Lorenzo Styles, the defensive back, who's still a big player for them. I mean,
so not the linebacker.
His brother, the defensive back. That would probably mean that the true freshman, the five-star, can't think of his name, but anyway, he would be the guy. I got a few days here to get his name.
You got to get it together.
Yeah, he is a he will be likely their nickelback if he can't go. Insiders down there, and I listen to stuff whatever I can in the week leading up to games. There seems to be a feeling in Columbus that Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate are going to play. So we shall see. They are two incredibly dangerous receivers. And it's a perfect day to throw the ball with 11-mile-an-hour winds and snow. Less than 30 degrees. And their quarterback is ready for it. Being a San Diego native, he grew up his whole life dealing with terrible weather.
Look at this. Look at this, John.
I just hope the Wolverines can stay within 3 touchdowns. That's what I'm hoping. You know, juggernaut down in Columbus. Their running back, though, the Bo Jackson kid. Yeah. Do you know what his real name is?
I used to. I remember hearing
it's
it.
It's so funny. Ago. His nickname is Bo Jackson.
Right.
After, like the running back of the, his real name's Lamar Jackson. Like the quarterback.
Right. But his name is Bo.
Yep.
They'll go by Bo.
They could have called him Michael Jackson. Jermaine Jackson.
Oh, buddy, here we go. Tito, where else you want to go?
Anyway.
Don't stop.
Steven Jackson.
Until you get enough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah! Look at that! Did not expect that from Kang.
For those that don't know, that is the name of a Michael Jackson song.
I love Michael Jackson, man. Come on.
He was
That's
great.
Off the wall Michael Jackson, right?
That is.
Yep.
Didn't you have, did you guys have the jackets, or did you guys know people that wore the jackets?
I knew people that had the jacket. Yeah, and no. No.
But so I saw the movie The Wedding Singer. Older movie, yeah. 90s, I think, movie, late 90s, early 2000s, but they think the movie's based in the 80s. And one of the characters like wore a Michael Jackson because everyone loved Michael Jackson so much. Was that that really happened?
That happened. There were people that wore that jacket. Yeah.
It's awesome.
From the video.
I haven't answered the question. Do you think I own the jacket?
Do I think you had the hair, the Jerry curl hair? That Michael Jackson version? Is that
yes,
the one?
Yes.
Do you? I think you had the jacket? No. Gator?
I don't think you had the jacket.
Of course I didn't have the jacket. I would have been the worst looking person in the jacket. My big Coke bottle glasses when I was a kid.
I tell you what, we're walking up to the bus stop as a
feathered
kid
hair.
And seeing some kid. Did you have feather hair? Nice. And seeing some kid walk up to the bus stop with that jacket was hysterical.
Yeah.
Even then you knew. Like, come on, man. Who are you? What are you doing?
Let's go to Connor, ER97, want a ticket. What's up, Connor?
How's it going? I just wanted to say, I feel like every time the Lions are doing bad, the fans just instantly just start talking about how bad they are and all this stuff. And about Brad Holmes being so bad. But then as soon as they're winning, everything's back to normal. Nothing's wrong with the team. But I also want to talk about, too, how the Giants are a way better team than the record shows. And we all knew that Jameis Winston was going to go off.
Did we? You knew that Jameis Winston was going to go off?
I mean, yeah. Every time he plays, he goes for at least like 300, 400 yards. Everyone knows that. And then... Yes, he has his games where he throws three picks, but he's always good for one game with at least 300 yards.
Well, that was his first one this year.
Well, that's a big difference between at least one game.
I'm talking
and
about
every
last
game.
Year as well.
Well, last year he had two 300-yard games, one 400-yard game in what looked like eight starts. I mean, he's capable, and he does make mistakes.
It was damn near a 500-yard game, by the way.
Yeah, that one was pretty big. He's capable. Look, the one thing about the Giants, and I get that that game was disturbing. But others in the Lions peer group had very similar games against the Giants. What's important, the Lions don't have to look like the best team ever. Because right now, one of the goals, one of the big steps is to get out of the NFC. Like, let's get to the Super Bowl. Let's check a box that's never been checked. And while we get there, we may as well win the damn thing. But the Lions peer group, Green Bay, Chicago and Philly, not all of them, but they all, like the Rams are in that group, Seattle's in that group, but those three, Green Bay, Chicago and Philly, have all played extraordinarily similar games against the Giants. And while you'd love to roll 48-0, for some reason they have created massive problems for these contending teams. And so the Lions are just trying to be better than the Green Bays, the Phillies, and the Chicagos, and the Rams and the Seattles of the world. But, you know, it's a little bit of perspective doesn't hurt. And so it's why we brought it up yesterday, why it's not all doom and gloom. The fact that the Lions had to scratch and claw and find a way to win a game, an ugly game, when a 52-28 win would have felt a lot better.
Yeah, but I mean, this is what it's like to be a sports fan of any team.
Sure.
It's the roller coaster. I mean, unless you're the Lakers, the one team that won 72 games or whatever it is, you're not. It's going to be a roller coaster.
Yep,
it's fun. it's also painful sometimes when you go through the loss and you don't think you're ever going to win again. But then once you win, you don't think you're going to lose again. It is how it is. But this game against Green Bay, you're looking at a team that it's not a yardstick game, because I think we all can understand. We think that the Packers and the Lions are very similar. Obviously they are record-wise, but what they are is teams overall. They have different strengths and different weaknesses, but these are two pretty good teams that we're going to be evenly matched because they are pretty good teams. And it's going to be this way for a while. Like the rest of the season, it's going to be this way.
From an unnamed texter, you guys thought the Minnesota game was a get-right game, especially with the Lions coming off a bye week. Then you thought the Giants was a get-right game. Let's face it, they are done. Okay, so there's two things about that. Damn. We never said Minnesota was a get-right game because they had won the previous game.
Correct.
Impressively over Tampa, who was a first-place team. So I don't think we probably use the term get-right game, which we use after losses. The games they played after losses, okay? Packers, they lose. They beat the Bears 52-21 in their get-right game. They lose to the Chiefs. They beat the first-place Buccaneers 24-9 the next week. They lose to the Vikings. They beat the Commanders 44-22 the next week. Then they lose to the Eagles, and they did not play a get-right game against the Giants. That I will acknowledge.
Yes.
However,
they did win it.
Forgive us, please, because not only had they won 13 in a row after losses, they had covered. They were like blowing people out 13 in a row. This time, they didn't. If this Giants game indicates to you that they're done, far be it for me to stop you from jumping off the ledge. But, I did think they'd roll the Giants. They didn't. But at least they won the damn game.
Yeah, I went on record. I thought they would smoke the Giants. I thought the Lions were going to score somewhere in the high 30s, and I thought the Giants would score somewhere in the 10-10 range.
We were wrong.
Was wrong.
Yep, and we'll be wrong again.
Yes.
Get used to it. Jordan Love has a bad non-throwing shoulder and is handing it off only with his right hand. Fumbled handoffs are about to happen. That's from an unnamed texter.
Don't count on it.
I hope one day we'll find out exactly what clean things up means when they're going to start doing so. It's the same thing or different things that need to be cleaned up. I hate that phrase. That's from Glenn and Troy.
It's a phrase that it's a go-to phrase for both the coach and the players.
What do you prefer that they say? Well, we're giving up.
Well, I think it's interesting that the question was asked both, as you and I pointed out during a commercial break, independently of both Dan Campbell and Jared Goff, and they both kind of gave the same answer that the one thing that needs to be cleaned up for sure is third down offense. The Lions ranked 25th in the National Football League with third down percentage. The Packers, by the way, are first.
Yeah, that's quite a discrepancy. But as both Dan Campbell and Jared Goff asked what has got to get better, they both independently today on this radio station said third downs. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.